Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012.
Episode 8.08, the AFC South Assessment Show.
If we have time for the AFC South, because we have too many arrests. Too many players who are avoiding jail by saying, I did that.
We can't do that. We cannot lead
with the negative?
We can't leave Tennessee Titans out.
Are they alphabetically last?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Steelers fans think we hate you.
Yeah, we don't hate the Steelers.
Quote, Jeff Ellis, you're going to be fine. End quote.
Yeah.
How is that hate?
I don't know.
Steeler fans, call Steeler Girl. She will tell you how much we hate the Steelers, okay?
Yes. But also, we've got some good old boys, and then we got some good old boys that have decided we're going to just get out of this trial thing. We're going to plead a certain way. Two players have done that in the NFL. And Ocho Cinco is no longer.
You missed the joke. Ocho Cinco, no mo.
No mo Cinco?
It rhymes. See,
Ocho Cinco,
no mo. Cinco Weak. Mo.
Weak.
Wow. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Do you get it now?
Cinco.
No mo.
Mo.
No mo.
No mo. I don't know.
Wow. Anyway. That's a hard room here today at the Rays.
It is. And we're,
it's a
you
tough
know why?
Room. Tough room.
I think the last couple of weeks in the NFL have made it tough. Let's just get to it.
Just a good old boys.
Never meaning no harm. And beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. We're going to start with Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Donald Washington. Since we last talked, was arrested on, get this, Jeffrey, not only of possession of marijuana, he was also...
Who doesn't want to smoke the doobie man?
He was also driving under the influence of drugs.
Who doesn't like to have a drink or two, man?
Speeding.
Who doesn't like to drive a car really fast when you're...
So here you go. The dude had some doobies.
Yeah, man.
Cannabis, as they call it.
Oh, that's nice. THC for the medical crowd.
Then decided, I'm going to get in a vehicle, which is bad already. And that, not that that's not bad enough. I'm going to speed.
How bad is it? Yes.
I'm going to go really, really fast.
What's really, really fast? Can we define that? Come on. Find the
really,
police
really
report
fast?
So that we can exactly know if I would be doing that. Because I've been known to drive my vehicle over the speed limit.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I don't drink over the drinking limit, but I drive.
He was allegedly traveling 86 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone.
That means you're going
26
on a,
miles that mean, per
again,
hour.
Again, in context, if you're on a freeway, an interstate, and you're going 86, and then the speed limit is 60, and there's not a lot of people on the highway, you are probably not endangering lives, save for the fact that you're impaired.
Yes.
See, I don't have a problem with this excessive speed. Well, to quote the great Bill Murray from Stripes, beginning of the movie.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one second. And he was driving with a suspended driver's license.
How did it get suspended?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
So, you don't got a license to drive the vehicle. Mm. You're going 26 miles over the speed limit.
In a car you're not allowed to drive.
With possession of marijuana, and you're impaired.
Hmm. Okay, let me quote Bill Murray again from Stripes. The beginning of the movie, he and Harold Ramis are struggling, guys in their early 30s, late 20s, and he's a taxi driver in New York.
Yeah.
And before they decide to join the military in Stripes.
Yes.
And there's this very mean woman who would, her name would start with a B, her nickname. And she's in the back seat and telling him that she wants him to take a different route to the airport and don't use the bridge, use the tunnel. And she's just laying into him. Young people these days, yada, yada, yada. And he finally just turns around in his cab on the GW Bridge and says to her, "You know what, ma'am? It's not the excess speed so much." The whole time he's looking backwards at her while his cab's going forward.
Right.
"It's not the excess speed so much that concerns me. I just wish I hadn't drank all that cough syrup." Oh. And she's like, "Young man, you'll pull this cab over right now." He pulls it over in the middle of the GW Bridge and walks away. So, yeah, it's not the excess speed so much. I wish I hadn't drank all that cough syrup.
Well, it gets worse. The judge set the bond at $20,000, which is pretty high.
He can make bond on that.
I know he can, but it's pretty high for what, you know, this. Here's the deal. They found some crushed pills in his vehicle.
Oh, Lord.
And they've sent those pills away for testing because they believe it's a controlled substance, which could further...
Maybe he's prone to migraine headaches, so he takes Excedrin migraine. He crushes them up so they get into his system faster.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know.
I don't know. And
if you suffered from severe migraines, would you not possibly do something to accelerate the ease of pain in your body? Would you or would you not? So you crush up your little Excedrin migraine pills. And then you put them in some applesauce.
I don't crush my Excedrin. I just take the Excedrin migraine pill.
You don't get migraines.
I don't.
Okay, so you don't understand suffering.
Let's talk about some suffering that I'm going through right now. I'm on a Pepsi withdrawal.
You look pretty good.
I'm on Pepsi withdrawal because I'm back to Pepsi Sundays where
do,
I only have.
Do you want to go on a date later?
Where I only have Pepsi, one Pepsi on Sunday.
Right, Pepsi Sundays.
Some people
use the Sunday for Sabbath.
Yes.
And Steven uses it for Pepsi. That's fine.
I do. Which, by the way, Pepsi will be the sponsor of Super Bowl halftime.
For the next 5 years.
Yes. Good for Pepsi, which means more Pepsi at the Super Bowls.
Which, that's true. It means we will be getting Pepsi at the Super Bowl, but it also means hopefully we'll get better entertainment.
Yes.
If this can be taken away from the league, I think it's only to the betterment.
Well, Bridgestone was sponsoring it before, the last several years. It was Bridgestone.
Black Eyed Peas, Madonna, Bridgestone.
What's wrong with that? I loved both of those selections. I enjoyed both. I moved during both of those selections.
You did. I was next to you. I know.
Yes.
I just wish you moved onto the field with your movie.
Anyways, so here's the thing.
You've got the freaking caffeine withdrawal headaches.
I do. I hate those.
They suck.
And I take some stuff for those right now.
As you should.
It'll last probably another week. And then I'll be fine. So I please, everybody, excuse me. And I've asked Jeffrey to please bear with me as I may be crabby the next week.
But I've
actually
decided to not take him up on that offer. And I'm just going to abuse him per usual. And if he's mean to me, I'm going to be meaner back to him. I think if you cater to this, and this is my politics and my life philosophy, Stephen. If you cater to people's weaknesses, you just make them weaker. And with my philosophy, you make them, they're still weaker, but now they're less happy.
I see.
So my philosophy is as weak as possible and less happy. And what's wrong with that?
All right.
I mean, seriously, what's wrong with that? Isn't that the way we all
want to
be?
No.
Suffering miserable.
I want to be better and thinner.
Maybe I should work on my philosophy.
You know what, Jeffrey? I was talking to your wife the other day. And
I haven't talked to my wife. How is she?
And so she's doing pretty good, by the way. And so, I don't know. I had seen a post on Facebook, and I said, you know, if they say you are what you eat, I don't recall eating a sexy beast. And she starts cracking up.
That's from a movie.
Really?
Or a stand-up routine.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, she goes, well, you know what, Steven? I want to eat a skinny person. I'm like, no, I need to eat the skinny person.
Wife is still, you know, my wife has managed to maintain herself.
She
over
has.
The years as we approach the golden years.
Yes, you are up there, my friend. I am nowhere near. Do not put me there.
We're going to be having a 50th birthday celebration for listener Adam and his wife this weekend.
Ouch.
And here at the Miranda household
in
beautiful Los Angeles, they're going to come down
party
for that.
Time.
Party, like it's, I don't know, when were they born, if they're going to be
62.
1962, wow. See, I wasn't even born then. That was a completely different planet back then. Man had not gone to the moon yet.
That's right.
Man, that's old.
Yes, it is.
Adam should be feeling, you know, like a heart attack.
You're going to rub it in right now, poor dude. Wow. Anyways, back to Washington. We wish him luck with all his legal troubles. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to have to decide what they're going to have to do there. I don't know. I mean, you gotta keep the guy, I think. Here's someone who didn't get kept. His second arrest in 1 month, Lions quarterback Aaron Berry arrested for assault, which involved a firearm, and the Lions basically said yesterday, you don't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
That's so right. I'm on Mike Graham's show, Extra Time, on TalkSport last night, and we discussed this situation. I said, you know, we should have seen it coming. Because historically, when a professional sports organization has one of their athletes arrested, the first people to break it is a TMZ kind of media outlet.
Yes, yes.
The second is when real journalists, and I do mean this, real journalists get involved and start to investigate.
You've been watching the newsroom. Don't go there.
I have been watching the newsroom. It's but good. I'm like sorry, TMZ is just, are they reporting? Sure. Are they doing a public good? No. But are they doing something entertaining that people want? Yes.
Yeah,
I'll give them that. I'll give them that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so, but TMZ gets involved, and then real journalists come along and look into it and go, yeah, it's actually this bad.
Yeah.
And then what happens is that the team comes out with a statement and says, we understand that this young man has gotten involved with some legal problems, but we are going to investigate this ourselves, and we are going to let this case run out and let the courts do what they do and let this, you know, just kind of handle itself. Yeah. And we will have further comment on this later. But what happened? Steven tweeted me when I was in Vegas doing Extra Time on Sunday night. You tweeted me that the Detroit Lions outed him for his most recent arrest.
Yeah, yeah.
That should have been the tell right there. Well, when your team is the one to say, by the way, one of our guys has been busted, they're prepared to cut you.
Yeah, and the fact that the Lions were pretty much... Look, back in June 23rd, that's not a month hasn't even passed, Jeff. You get arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Again!
Then, 28 days later, you get arrested for assault with a firearm.
Oh, sorry, this is the again, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the again. And it's, you know, he left them no choice. There's no choice here for the Detroit Lions. He wasn't a star player. Now, if this is here's the thing, though, Jeffrey, and this is just my thinking and me being cynical.
I'm the cynical one. You're the hopeful one.
But here's the thing, though. If this guy were a superstar shutdown corner a la Darrell Revis.
Absolutely.
You don't cut him quite as quickly.
No.
But you speak with him.
So why did the Detroit Lions cut him?
You know, he's
dispensable is what you're saying.
He is dispensable.
I say there's a bigger reason.
And they're making a point.
Thank you. What is the bigger reason?
Do not do this anymore. We don't care
who you are. You're talking to the team at this point, aren't you? You're addressing your team,
aren't you? You're telling your team this will not be tolerated. And when you have players on the team who anonymously come out and say, you know what, this is making our team look like a laughingstock. A Detroit Lion player was quoted as saying that.
For good reason. Well,
the only thing I wish is he would have put his name to it.
Was he an anonymous
source? The anonymous source, yes. But he said that, and it's true. When literally, I saw a picture on the web the other day of the Lions' proposed new logo,
oh, God,
and it has a lion with its arms
handcuffed.
Behind its back handcuffed.
That was pretty brilliant.
It was a great picture. So
sad,
anyways,
but true.
There you go. The other arrest during this time on the 20th of July, Titans wide receiver Kenny Britt was also arrested for DUI. Now, Kenny's got some a whole slew of legal problems, but...
Oh, my God, they killed Kenny!
Yeah, and Kenny is not someone that you just let go.
No. Kenny Britt is somebody you need. So you may go a little
probably
further for him.
The best wide receiver that the Titans have on their team right now.
Tennessee Titans wide receivers. Yeah. You know what? The problems that Kenny Britt has, and this, honestly, we will talk about the Tennessee Titans today, but their problems at wide receiver are immense.
Yes. So you maybe kind of talk with him. You counsel him. I don't know what you do. All I know is that over the last 2 weeks, there have been far too many DUIs, DWIs, Marana.
Too many guys driving Muranos. The Nissan Murano has really become
everywhere.
A problem in the NFL.
Marijuana possession. I mean, look, guys, it's... And I think Chad Ochocinco, which we're going to get to in just a minute.
We will.
Here.
Don't worry. Hang on, people.
Chad,
just be patient.
Ochocinco. Put out on his website,
video was fantastic.
OCNN Network, called The Six Ways to Live in the NFL, AFC, NFC. Right. And he's basically using the AFC and the NFC as acronyms for the six steps of how you stay clean in the NFL. And I wish we had time to go through that whole thing, but go to OCNN.com. Check it out. Ocho Cinco is basically, he is in the news all the time. Why? Because he's doing outrageous and outlandish stuff, and it's fun and entertaining. He's never in the news because he's getting caught for a DUI or he's being arrested or anything. Isn't that crazy? Could be that out there in the media doesn't get caught for the bad things, and he explains how you could take care of that with his AFC NFC.
Well, we might as well continue to talk about Chad because I got a lot to say here.
All right.
The thing is, as you pointed out, Chad has done nothing but try to have fun while he plays as a professional football player. Has he made mistakes? Only of the, did I possibly spend too much money on a fish aquarium? Did I possibly, get in over my head in fancy jewelry?
Right.
Those are his sins.
Yes.
I lay those sins before you and say, in this day and age, when he was going to the commissioner and having his meetings with Roger Goodell and saying, "Commish, I'm just trying to have fun," when he wanted to wear the little HOF jacket and stuff and wanted to have his name changed, have his jersey, I think part of his indignation, Stephen, is, look at all this.
Right.
Do you realize what's going on in your league with guys doing drugs and alcohol and abusing the women
and
in their lives?
And getting arrested.
And all I want to do is use
fun.
A little goal marker as a putter?
Yes.
That's all I want to do.
Have fun
and
playing.
And you want to tell me that I'm the bad guy?
Right.
I think that's part of Chad's indignation, and I support him completely
so,
in that.
Real quickly, on the AFC, this stands for Alcohol Firearms Cruise. Alcohol, he says.
Not cruising.
Yeah, cruise.
Your crew.
Like, yeah, your crew. Like people who hang out with you. He's like, look, alcohol. You want to get wasted? Fine. Do it at home. Do
you're
it at
rich.
Home.
You're
the,
rich.
You're rich. Bring the party to your home.
Bring the
party.
That was my favorite line. Bring
the
party
to
you.
Home. Okay. Firearms. No need anymore. Okay. We out the hood. If you still feel paranoid, get a bodyguard. I like that one.
We out of the hood.
We out of the hood. Okay. Cruise. He's like, a crew is not needed. Just ask Drake and Chris Brown. Roll solo. God. It will save you money and trouble. Okay?
This is the best advice players could get.
Now, NFC. No man. Okay? And he says, Deion Sanders taught him this. He says, you badly need a no man. Because everybody around you is going to be a yes man.
Yes,
sir, Chad.
Yes, Chad.
Yes, sir, Chad.
Can
you
I get
need
you
a
seconds
no man
of that marijuana?
Because you need a no man who is going to say, yo,
no.
Chad,
no.
You cannot
no.
do that here.
Chad.
No.
Chad.
Let's go back to the crib.
We can do that?
Yeah.
We can
at the crib.
So we can still do that.
Behind closed doors.
We can still do that.
Just not here, Chad.
Okay. So all we right. can do that. You promise.
So
we'll do that.
So you need a no man, okay? F, fallback. You are famous, and the people out there that will hate and test you, okay? You can't deal with that the way you would if you were in the hood. You just need to fall back.
Fall back.
Walk away from it.
That's
get
your
away.
Offensive position
yes.
to personal attacks.
Is
fall back.
Someone comes out and says, man, you ain't blank, Ocho Cinco.
Your mama, blank, blank, blank.
Fall back. And then finally, NFC, the C stands for consent. There's a lot of women going to come after you.
That's right. And you're going to want to have a lot of good times with these ladies.
Be
for
careful
heaven's sake.
Of the chicks and groupies that are going to be coming at you.
Yes.
Consent. He's like, look.
Videotape them. Everything.
Say, first of all, get them to videotape the age.
Yes.
And that they consent to whatever it is you guys are ready to. And you know what? Make a video of it.
Yeah, and then you got sexy tapes later to watch if you
exactly.
want. So there's an upside to this. We're not saying to do this.
Yes,
this is what Chad's saying.
AFC,
not
NFC,
bad advice, though.
Alcohol, firearms, cruise, no man, fall back, and consent. And if you deal with those six, you're going to be all right in the NFL.
How much time did he put into this? Think
about
it.
I don't know, but
clearly
it is
a
good.
Lot.
It is good. I want Chad on the show. You know what?
I love Chad.
I am going to call Miami Dolphins PR. We got to talk about this.
I love Chad.
AFC, NFC. All right. So anyways, the other big news with Chad Ocho Cinco, he's no longer Ocho Cinco.
Wait a minute. No. I need a dramatic.
Give me something.
He's no longer Ocho Cinco.
He is now Chad Johnson. Once again. He is... Yes, he has left Ocho Cinco behind and has changed his name. And there really is no craziness. Basically, he's just gotten married. He had some nuptials on July 4th, back on 4th of July. He got married.
Did he have a side of cheese with
with his
that?
Nuptials, yes. And Jeffrey, his wife, Evelyn Lozada, basically said, "I don't want to be Evelyn Ocho Cinco."
Why? I thought that was every girl's dream.
So he changed his name back to Johnson, and now she could be Evelyn Johnson, and everyone's
There's
happy.
There's a million Evelyn Johnsons. There wouldn't have been any Evelyn Ocho Cincos.
So there you go. He is now Ocho Cinco. Now, we've got to move. We've got 10 more minutes.
Look, okay. Justin Blackman, Jaguars wide receiver, fifth overall pick in April's draft, has pled guilty to drunk driving in Oklahoma in a deal to get him away from jail. Yes. Defense attorney Cheryl Ramsey entered the plea on Blackman in his absence during the hearing Tuesday. Police arrested Blackman during a traffic stop in Stillwater, Oklahoma on June 3rd. He said a breathalyzer test showed his blood alcohol content to be 3 times the legal limit.
Yeah, so basically they gave him a plea. You plead guilty. We make sure that all we do is we fine you $500 and you have 50 hours of community service.
Copping a plea is almost always the way to go, friends.
Yeah, because this was the first offense. You know, it wasn't like he's, you know, done this many times.
And so the commissioner will clearly look the other way.
No, I don't know if the commissioner's going to. He pled guilty, Jeff.
The commissioner will clearly look the other way and say, boy, you took responsibility for your stupid drunkenness.
Yes.
And so, you know, my work here is done. You've learned your lesson. Probably not.
Probably not. Whenever you plead guilty in a court of law and you're admitting you've done something
Justin,
wrong.
Justin, if you're listening to the show, well, it's probably too late. You've already been summoned to Park Avenue,
exactly.
And a commissioner will sit
you
down.
I would say it won't be as harsh. It's not going to be 4 games.
It's not going to be New Orleans Saints harsh?
No, it's not going to be that harsh.
It's not going to be Penn State harsh?
One, maybe 2 games. And then the commissioner's going to say, you've made a promise to us. It's not going to happen again. And next time, it's not going to be 1 or 2 games. Next time, it's going to be harsh.
So as long as Roger has been commissioner, and I don't like calling him Roger, although he likes to be called Roger, Mr. Commissioner, as long as he's been in charge, we've only seen a dramatic escalation in these kinds of off-field behaviors by players. And I'm not putting that on the commissioner,
but
I am putting it on what?
Yeah, if I could just jump in here. It has been, Jeffrey, when people lie and try to cover it up. Justin didn't
Fine.
Do that here.
Fine.
He
I'm
owned
just
up
saying
to it.
That the number
he
of incidents
guilty.
Have grown
well,
exponentially
yes. instead of,
under
instead
his
of
watch.
Them, instead of them,
and he yeah. has had the most harsh penalties for players. So what's not working? And I don't know what's not working, yeah. Stephen. But it
I
is frustrating as hell.
I just say
this just is happening far too frequently. Yeah. I understand that some of the new collective bargaining agreement provides the players with much more time away from the facility
yes.
than they've ever been afforded in their history of playing the game.
I said on radio in the UK this past week that the league certainly needs to find a way to keep these guys busy during the month of July.
You're going to be doing the Andy Brazil Sports Breakfast tomorrow,
aren't
you?
I will tomorrow morning, early
they
in the morning.
They make me work the middle of the freaking night. They've got
the
you on when people listen. That's not fair.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow morning with Alan Brazil. That's going to be fun. So, Jeffrey, I say the commish goes a little easy on Justin for owning up, not trying to hide it, not trying to lie about it, and, you know, pleading guilty. He'll get maybe a game, maybe two.
Okay, we're off to good old boys. We're on to the That's Too Bad segment of the show right here. Coach Mike Mularkey, speaking of the Jaguars, doesn't know if running back MJD wants a new contract, will report when camps open on Thursday. As if things aren't bad enough in Jacksonville. Can you build the bullet train between Jacksonville and L.A. and get that put in by 2014 so we could have a team here? Just reminder to Shad Khan, in case he's listening, that your application to move locations to Los Angeles is February 14th of next year, of 2013.
Just a couple of days
and you
after
have
the Super
30 days to get that application for transfer of the team in. Mr. Khan, I've made my case. I've made you aware of a pending deadline.
Yeah.
Because your team will be lucky to win 4 or 5 games, as we will get to shortly as we break down your division.
Well,
but not having MJD Having your best wide receiver, and yeah, I'm calling Justin Blackmon the best wide receiver on that team. I'm sorry. I know he's a rookie, but he is.
Yeah.
And you've got major questions at quarterback. You are a challenged franchise that needs to relocate to a beautiful place,
well,
Los Angeles.
I'm speaking directly here to Coach Mike Mularkey. Coach, you may not know whether MJD is going to be there, but I'm telling you, he's not going to be there if he doesn't have a new contract. Fred Taylor, ex-Jags running back who has been in this situation before, he is close friends with MJD. He has been working out with MJD, and he went on air and said, MJD ain't going to be in camp if he don't got a new contract.
Now, Coach,
so I'm telling Mularkey, he's not going to be there.
Coach Mularkey has the option of, under the new CBA, when guys don't show up, of penalizing them financially.
Yes.
The penalty can be $30,000 a day.
Yes. Up to $30,000, yes.
It can be.
Yes.
And so, does Mularkey and the general manager there, do they impose that penalty, or do they try and not make a bad situation worse, Steven?
If I were them, I would not impose the penalty.
You just don't want to escalate.
I don't want to escalate.
But I would like a Cadillac Escalade.
My
Let's just be
best
clear.
Player on the offensive side of the ball, a guy who carried and got over
1,600 yards
for me last season, to make him even more upset than he already is. Does he deserve a new contract? Yes.
Hell yes.
Is he going to get a new contract? We're not sure because it's a new owner and a new regime there. We don't really know how this regime
operates. Remember, they will stay
in
Jacksonville, quote Shad Khan, as long as it is financially viable.
But look.
How many butts are you going to put in that stadium that is so difficult to get to in Jacksonville
without
any star power?
Yeah, it will be tough. I say they got to get a deal done. He sees Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, Aaron Foster, Chris Johnson, Steven Jackson, D'Angelo Williams. All these guys have gotten money.
Skittles Boy.
Even Skittles Boy, who just got arrested for DUI recently. MJD is a good guy. He works hard. He doesn't get
Incredible
in any
ethic.
Trouble. And he's only gotten better over the last three seasons.
That's why you give him any amount of money he wants, frankly, if you ask me, because he does not get in trouble. And he is a better face of that franchise than anyone who has ever existed.
And, Coach, I know you weren't around last year, but here's the deal, okay? MJD ran for over 1,600 yards last year, and there was no passing game to speak of in Jacksonville.
Makes it really hard when they stuff the box to actually run.
Yet he still was able to produce those kinds of numbers and lead the league in rushing. You got to man up, and Mularkey, I'm telling you, he's got no contract. MJD won't be there. That's my take.
Okay, quarterback Brendan Whedon, according to sources, is very close to signing his contract.
I was like, did he sign?
He's very close.
I don't know if you've been following us on Facebook, but we've been putting all the top 10 signings up as they happen.
Steven, you've been fantastic. We haven't been doing this. You have. I've been doing other things, and my hat's off to you.
Just been playing.
I'm 6 hours
you.
Of live radio.
Yes, that's
fun. Stressful.
You know what? I'm ready for that. To let them know, I'm up for the next man up.
Next man up is Steven Miranda.
Are we getting the ISDN9 in the Rave Cave so that I could do it? Because I don't want to drive.
You don't want to drive to Vegas every Sunday. It's so much fun, Steven. I can tell you right where the cops hide.
We say we got a speeding ticket. Is that what we're saying?
Not this time.
Okay. But the last time?
And what was good fun is I didn't lose money gambling this time. Because I didn't.
What, did you just go to the room and go to sleep?
I played, I put $50 on the Angels.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was 100. And they won.
Then they won. So then you had
when Dan Heron came back, so I had some carrying around money in my pocket. But, you know, I would walk by the tables and just go, you know what?
They weren't calling you?
They weren't calling me
because
I think I've grown
there.
Up. I'm working.
You're working.
And I'm working.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just this. I happen to be working in a casino.
Yeah.
And I know way too many dealers that gamble.
Yeah.
That I'm like, this is a really dangerous environment to be
it
in
is.
Regularly. So
it
let's
is.
Just prove to yourself that you cannot do this and be a good boy.
All right. We're going to move on
Moving
to
right
the
on.
AFC South. But just before we do, I want to remind you of two things. One, training camps are here, baby.
Wait.
Training camps, the Philadelphia Eagles were first. Yesterday, the rookies reported for the Philadelphia Eagles. And one thing the Eagles are doing, I think is pretty cool, they're streaming all of their practices live online to philadelphiaeagles.com.
So to the rest of the NFC coaches and NFC East coaches, you want to make sure that you have somebody dedicated to their practices.
Well, they are making it very easy
that
for their
competition. That is kind of weird that they would be doing that.
I think
that.
It's really good for the fans. I think it's cool for the fans.
For the fans, it's amazing. But again, you've got packages you're trying to install.
Yeah.
What the Eagles are going to try and do? No, everybody knows what the Eagles are going
to
try and do.
I think I know to answer that question. At that point, when the coaches are going to do something new or going to install something.
Cameras
they're
off.
They have a studio crew. They have like their two.
We'll go indoors
in-house.
To the studio?
Yeah.
What did we learn this morning, Steven?
That's exactly. That's exactly what they're going to be doing. So that's how they're going to.
Shady McCoy, he sure looks good, doesn't he? Wow, he looks fantastic.
Oh, I see they're heading out to do kickoffs. Let's go back out to the field.
We're going to go out to special teams coverage right now.
I'm pretty sure.
It'll be the special teams network. Oh, God, that'd be horrible.
People will go,
why do they get paid? All they do is lean on these big cushy pads and occasionally come out and kick a ball.
You know what?
The machine is doing most of the kicking.
I'm going to be interested to see what the Eagles do there. And finally, the NFL announced yesterday that via NFL Game Rewind, a feature where you can watch every single game throughout the season.
Not every game.
Every single game.
Except for that one.
Throughout the season. No, every single game throughout the season, they get put up at midnight from the game. So Sunday at midnight, the games that were just played will be available online. And you can stream them.
Back and you can take a look at games you might have
missed.
There's
going to be an iPad app for all three generations of the iPad, and
even
most
the first that one's old,
it
and
is
dilapidated,
and even most Android devices.
Nobody can program for all Android devices. There's too many versions of the OS
Most Android devices will be able to play.
We're not disparaging them.
And it's going to include the Telestrator feature, Jeff.
Why do I want to telestrate on my iPad? Steven, take a look at this play here. Watch the wide receiver. The wide receiver goes and does a double move here, Steven. Watch this. And watch the corner bite on the double move.
Right.
Do you see that? That's the play I was telling you about earlier, you dumb, stupid.
Yes.
Well, why do I need a telestrator?
Because it's going to be with the coach's film, which will be available
on
Wednesday after the game. The coach's film.
Wait, we're getting the
you
overhead.
You will be with NFL Game Rewind.
2020 video?
It's called the 22
video.
Yes, the 22 video. The coach's film will be available on NFL Game Rewind. And with that 22 film, you will be able to use the telestrator.
I don't care about the telestrator.
I love the telestrator.
You just want to draw on your iPad.
Well, that too.
Over football players.
Yes.
Draw mustaches
on
people.
Well, no, Jeffrey, think of it here. I can circle a play, circle things, throw some lines, take a screenshot of that, and we can put it on our green screen for a five-minute football fix.
That'd probably be misusing it. Probably falls out of the licensing use of it.
You know what? I'm going to do it until they tell me no.
Stop.
Until they tell me no.
Rance Ray's philosophy is until they say stop, you do.
It's time for the AFC South.
We start off in our nation's capital with the Baltimore Ravens. We did that.
No, what are you talking about? It's the Houston Texans.
My bad.
The Baltimore Ravens.
You know, Steven is such a pro. He's like, right, talking about that. Next, right. Here's what I think. Oh, we already did that. No wonder it feels familiar. But he doesn't want to leave his partner hanging. He just trusts me that much. Okay, we're talking about the Houston Texans Football Club, American football. They open the season against Miami. And you know what? They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine.
Well,
they've got one of
the
wussiest schedules. The Texans, for a playoff team, Steven, they have got it reasonably easy. There's no reason this is not a very competitive team. There's no reason that this team that finished last season 10-6
first place won the division.
Cannot win it again.
I just want to know, Jeff. I just want
to
know.
Talk to me.
If anybody is going to, because I have yet to receive any sort of props way before the season started, way before we knew Peyton Manning was going to miss the entire season, I claimed that the Houston Texans were going to go to the playoffs for the first time ever, and I've got no props from last season from anyone. Houston Texans fans are on the thing. Thank you. That feels a little bit better. Thank you very much. I'm going to do it right now. They're winning this division.
You're not. This is not the prediction show.
Oh,
stop
it.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Jeez Louise. You're the one reeling me in all the time on giving my opinions. I didn't give a number of wins, and I'm not going to give a number of wins yet. Because the sexy spreadsheet has been received, and the sexy spreadsheet will be going out to all show donors where you can pick every single game.
Yeah, that's
and then you find out all the playoff scenarios.
Mr. Reese, first of all, this dude is awesome. He's been tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it. And the only thing he has not been able to tweak.
Could you please bail out the U.S. economy and then
something.
Go over to Europe? Because they need you badly. If you can make this good a spreadsheet, you can fix the global economy.
Yeah, that spreadsheet will be up hopefully by this weekend. For all of our show donors, we'll send out an email to show donors to come get it.
Come and get it.
And show donors, if you're not getting emails from us, shoot me an email and let me know.
Check your trash. Check your trash.
Junk mail and stuff like that. Also, real quickly, before we get right back into Houston,
fantasy football.
20 teams. We got 20 teams. We need 20 people. We know
that's
there's 20. We know there's 20 of you out there.
20 people who think they could have a shot at Mr. Miranda or myself. And let me tell you how many Super Bowls Mr. Miranda and I collectively won out of 20 teams we hosted last year. One. We're beatable.
I was in a bunch of them.
We're beatable. This is my point.
Yeah,
come out and have a go. Take a swing at us.
Your one was against me. You beat me.
I'm well aware of my one victory, Stephen. And I am, while I'm happy that it was you, I wish it had been someone else.
Yeah,
and I don't take much glory in beating you. Anyone can beat you. But come on out. We've got two sets of teams.
I did well in the money leagues, though.
I wonder why. I'm going to throw this football.
Don't.
I'm going to throw this football
over
that
mountain.
Hey,
where's our Houston Texans? We're talking about the Houston Texans. Where's our Houston Texans football?
I took it home.
You big boob.
I've got a Jermerman living with me, and I've got to teach the Jermerman girl how to throw a football.
Yes.
She can't go back to her country.
Can she throw a football?
With my help, she is.
I see. All right.
I've got her. Man, she's got good hands for it,
too. Does she know how to bowl? Because I'm teaching her how to bowl today.
Yeah, she probably knows how to bowl. Bowling is pretty much a universal
endeavor.
It is.
They bowl
in Germany?
Even if you
do it on dirt. Yeah, she lives in Berlin. It's a pretty sophisticated city nowadays. You know, the Mercedes-Benz headquarters is there. They're kind of technologically savvy.
Mercedes-Benz headquarters is there.
It is.
All right, Jeffrey. Back to the Houston Texans.
Tell me about the acquisitions.
Well, first of all,
I was
going to focus on their defense.
All right, focus on their defense.
Because their defense, look, second overall, second best defense, fourth in points allowed. They only gave up 17 points a game. Third in pass yards allowed. And fourth in rushing. You couldn't run on them. They gave up under 100 yards per game, 96 yards per game, okay? Here's the thing.
They let Mario Williams go.
You lose Mario Williams, one of your premier pass rushers.
Then?
In the secondary, there's going to be some changes for the Houston Texans. And they lost. Did they lose D'Amico Ryans? Didn't he go to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think so.
Yes,
you should look that up.
But I am looking it
up. My point is when you lose two of your – Stephen's point is when you lose two of your top defensive players in a defense that has been world-class, league best, you can't just keep – I don't know. They're going all Arsenal on me and just letting players, their best players, go to other teams, thinking that there's a next man up philosophy, and you can't keep doing that. Wade Phillips did a miraculous job in his first year as defensive coordinator there with the Houston Texans, and that defense clearly had bought into him. They clearly carried that club. And now you go and you let your best couple of guys go, and you did try and get in the draft. They went and they got some guys that can help. Stephen, I'm just frustrated that why you take your biggest asset and turn it into a less asset. They're not going to become a liability at all.
Look, they still, but can they continue to be a top five defense?
Probably.
You were fourth in passing, and what was it again? Third and fourth in rushing. Okay. That passing clearly was because they were getting pressure on the quarterback.
That's called Mario Williams.
Yes, he's gone. He's a Buffalo Bill now. And D'Amico Ryans is, in fact, a Philadelphia Eagle. Spent the last six seasons with the Texans, and now he's gone as well. A premier tackler.
Well, let's talk about the elite offenses that they're going to see this season. I have to get to week six in Green Bay, Stephen, okay? Mm-hmm. Honestly, they don't play really well. We don't know what Denver's going to be. Let's
have to get to the week six?
I think if you want to talk about really capable offenses that their defense is going to have to face.
Well, but here's the thing.
We don't know what Denver's going to do with Green Bay.
Let's put it out this way. They're playing the NFC North.
Right.
And you've got Packers, which are potent offense.
Yes.
Lions, which are going to be a potent offense.
Yes. I was getting there.
Bears are going to be.
We don't know. We don't know.
But they're probably going to be good.
They are going to be good. Jay Cutler has made strides, and he's got a new toy, Brandon Marshall.
And the wild card is the Minnesota Vikings.
They are going to suck.
You cannot
they're
say
gonna
that.
They're going to suck. I last can, year. Will, and did say it.
Okay, but last year.
Maybe I shouldn't say
you
it.
You shouldn't, because.
I'm an American. I have freedom of speech. I can say that the world's flat, and you have to let me.
Okay, but you'd be dumb.
I would be dumb.
And people would say he's an idiot.
They would, Sam. They've already said that. Let's be honest.
Okay. The Miami Dolphins are not going to be that bad. They're not going to be as horrible. They're not going to. They don't have a chance to win
Miami's
the division.
Suck.
They Miami, yes.
You said
talking
Miami Dolphins.
Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
We don't, but I think. Based on how they played the final seasons.
You have reason to believe that they could
be better. Yes, I do believe that.
And I think that certainly for the folks up there in the Great Lakes area, we hope the best for them.
Yes.
But really, the Indianapolis Colts twice. Two out of their final three games, Stephen, are the Colts.
You got Jags.
It's a pretty wussy schedule. And so their defense, the fact
Tennessee's
that they've let some of these guys
–
Tennessee's going to be really good. They should repeat as division champions.
No, I'm not Houston gonna, was division champions.
That's what I meant to say. Yes. But I so therefore
Tennessee
I did.
Is good, yes. They got Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore's going to be tough. But again, that's there's not a lot there. There's not a lot there. They've got some really difficult games on their schedule.
But they got the AFC.
But then they have a really soft
schedule. They've
got
the AFC East. So they've got the Patriots. They've got the Jets.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo's not going to be that bad.
I agree with that. I agree with that, but the Jets, we don't know what the hell's going on there.
I think the Jets are going to be pretty good.
If you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got any quarterbacks.
They don't have two quarterbacks.
Yes, they do.
They have Mark Sanchez and a guy who is going to play all kinds of positions.
Read a report yesterday from somebody who's on the ground every day that says that the big lion elephant in the room is the two quarterback situation there.
Really?
And that people are tippy-toeing around that thing, and it is a huge distraction in New York, Nueva York. So let's quickly move on to another team here so that we make sure we have time.
We certainly
Houston,
think
we both
Texans.
Believe, should win this division. And we're, I believe, let me put down one more thing, a thought here on Houston. I don't want to hear the crap about Matt Schaub being fragile. I do not buy that label. He has been injured significantly in three seasons.
Fragile.
I agree with the injury in three seasons being a difficult issue, but I don't think that in fact makes you a injury prone individual. I think, look, if he does get injured this season, sure, he wears that label proudly, but he played the entire 2011 season, took every single snap, and injury prone guys tend to not do that. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, but, you know.
They just say that because how far could this team have gone with a healthy Matt Schaub at quarterback last year? And I say they could have gone as far as they wanted, frankly.
The other thing is, can Andre Johnson stay healthy?
That, to me, talk about it, I have no problem labeling him as injury prone, because when your skill is that you are a fast guy and you have problems below the waist, below the guys, let's just be clear about what we mean by below the waist, below your junk. If when you've got problems there, knees, hamstrings, thighs,
ankles,
when you've got those kinds of problems and that's your sole ability and contribution to the team, then I have reason to worry. And when you're one of the most explosive guys to ever play the position, I have every reason to worry, because now you're saying we've got to become a one-dimensional passing team, which you can do with Matt Schaub, but you're a much better team when you can run a balanced attack.
I'm just glad that you didn't say toes, because I thought you were going to start singing, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. I was like, please, I hear that with the kids all the time.
And toes. Big finish. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes,
knees, and toes. Nice.
All right.
Good fun.
One more little concern. Arian Foster is now vegan.
Yeah, that... Okay, so I talked to Amy Trask about this.
Yes, what did she have to say?
Well, I thought she was going to rip my head off at first, because she also is a non-meat eater.
She ate dessert.
You saw her eat the little velvet cake. They were Twinkies that were the purple velvet cake. I don't know.
Red velvet Twinkies. Red velvet
with
cake.
The icing in the middle.
Yes.
These were red velvet Twinkies. Wolfgang Puck catered this thing. It was ridiculous. So what did she say? What did Amy say about what?
About him becoming a vegan.
This was the thing. She was very upset with me asking the question. Not with me personally, but with the question. She was very upset with the question.
Okay.
She says, if anybody on my team, and she's the CEO of the Raiders, if anybody on my team were to tell me that they were going vegan, I would support them completely. I said, what about the people who say that the proteins that you get from animal meats cannot be reproduced by synthetic proteins? And she says, that's nonsense.
Okay. When he goes down week two because he's not got the...
His history has been hamstring injuries. Is the hamstring... It is a muscle.
It is a muscle.
I'm like, it's a ligament, a tendon. No, it's a muscle. It's a muscle. I'm thinking through my human anatomy. Now,
what's the first thing people are going to say if Foster goes down?
Oh, it's all because of diet.
He decided to be a vegan. He didn't eat the meats.
And look, I am not a nutritionist. I don't play one on TV.
I don't.
But Have you had synthetic proteins?
No.
I have.
I think I did. I threw up. Isn't that what tofurkey is?
No.
Isn't that what tofurkey
is? Tofu is not synthetic turkey.
Okay.
I don't know what it's from, but it is a natural substance.
All I know is you made me eat it and I threw up. Okay? I don't know what it was. My body rejected it. Okay? Which is what it would do with any synthetic proteins that you try to feed me. My body would probably reject it and I would throw it up.
And you'd be saying, meat. No, tofu is a natural. I don't look up what it comes from. It's like a bean that's ground up.
Now because I was eating those ribs in front of her. Let me try. These ribs are good.
Well, you know it's funny. So I guess you came late to that conversation with Amy.
I did come late to that conversation
because somebody was talking about the ribs being cut off. They actually had a pig. And they were cutting the ribs. Did you not see where the ribs came?
I did not see that, no.
They had a pig.
Oh,
they're cutting the ribs off the pig.
That's awesome.
Only Wolfgang Puck pulls this off.
Anyways, Jeff, but I have to say, Amy Trask was really cool to us.
She's great. I love Amy.
And we had a blast with her at our table.
And I got this to say to Peter King. Just because you and Amy don't get along doesn't mean she doesn't get along with everybody.
The
enemy of my friend is not necessarily my enemy, okay?
No. Yes,
I can have my own relationship, and Amy's been great to us. And we want to thank her and the Raiders for their love. And we give it back mutually. But Amy insisted that, so she was very upset because people were like, you see the pig over there? She's like, please, I'm a vegan. I'm like, okay.
I was not there for that. I was actually getting my plate.
At that point, which is when I won her love, I said, did you see that salad? She got the biggest smile on her face. Good. She appreciated my patronizing her. Boy, what a salad!
Salad
what do you
was
say
delicious.
To a vegan? It was
I
delicious.
I ate the salad. Okay, what does that tell you?
No, it was great. So Amy thinks it's going to be fine, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it could be a very bad idea. I would like to hear from those of our great listeners who are in the medical community.
Yes.
Please send us email, jeff@rarn.net.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to send a text.
And just an FYI, you can send that while I talk without saying that you're doing it so that we're not talking on top of each other.
Right. There you go.
It is Stephen@rarn.net, not Steve. Although the Brits, for some reason, have a trouble with the N on his name.
What is the deal with that?
I don't know. Does Mike call you Steve? No, yeah, I bet
everybody.
He calls you Steven. No, not
everybody.
Mike.
Everybody. Steve, yeah.
Because I've actually explained to them that there's a big difference here in America, that Steve and Steven aren't necessarily the same, and Jeff and Joff. Man, I had to spell my Twitter address many times because Jeff Ellis is my Twitter handle,
right?
And which is really complex, and unless you're in the UK, G-E-O-F-F. It's like, no, the American way. So if we could have some medical people, email us, jeff@rarn.net, stephen@rarn.net. Let us know your
tics. S-T-E-V-E-N.
Thank you. And Jeff, J-E-F-F. And then let us know what you think about this medically.
Yeah, because it's going to be interesting to see how this being a vegan affects Arian Foster. Moving on, Indianapolis Colts, fourth in the AFC South last year.
Fourth in the AFC South this year. Andrew Luck. It's a good thing that's your last name.
Oh, man. They were bad everywhere offensively. 30th overall, 29th in points scored. They scored 15.2 points per game.
They score 15.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
They were 26th rushing. They couldn't rush the ball. They couldn't throw the ball. 27th. Only threw for 187 yards per game.
It has been a rough calendar year for this Indianapolis Colts team. It started off with a bang January 2nd. Bill Polian, VP and general manager Chris Polian, fired.
See ya!
January 4th, special teams coordinator Ray Reichek.
Adios!
Bye-bye. Ryan Grigson named general manager January 11th. And then 6 days later, you fire head coach Jim Caldwell.
Bye, Caldwell.
That was the legacy to Tony Dungy, friends.
You're the
back
Caldwell.
When you were good.
In comes Chuck Pagano.
And, yeah.
Regular season stats, none available. Postseason stats, none available.
Irrelevant.
Experience, none available.
Then
career
they start,
record.
Well, then they start to release all of their veteran players. Joseph Addai.
Gone.
Gary Brackett.
Bye.
Melvin Bullitt.
Bye.
Dallas Clark.
Later.
Curtis Painter.
Later.
The freaking Painter's gone. Yeah.
They should have just gone.
The laughing stock of backup
quarterbacks. They should have just gone with Painter from day one last year. When they brought in Kerry Collins and they decided to change the mix, when they finally realized Manning's not going to be available for us, instead of saying, you know what, we're going to hitch our wagon to Painter and we're going to let him paint. Then they decided to bring in Collins. Collins works for a couple of weeks. He goes down and gets hurt. Now you got to go to Painter. Well, you know what Painter said? F this. You didn't want me from the beginning. Why do you think I'm going to take over now when Kerry Collins is hurt?
Steven, I wish it were that simple that he says F this. I'm not going to take this. What happens in reality as an athlete once your head coach has said a big vote of no confidence? What in fact happens? F this, really? No. The little part of you that you wish would stay at bay your entire life that says, maybe I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
That part starts to grow 10 sizes. Am I mistaken?
It does. It does.
So it's not F this. Sizes. It's they don't really believe in me at all.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't
Nobody
do it.
Nobody believes in
maybe
me.
Maybe I can't
maybe
do
I shouldn't
it.
Be here.
You know what? I think Dad was right.
I think Dad was right. I'm pretty sure Curtis Painter's father.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I love things like that. Yeah. Maybe Dad was right.
So what do they do?
They signed Reggie Wayne, an aging wide receiver.
Yes.
Good job there.
Yes.
Do you need him?
The
of
only
course
one
you do.
Who wasn't happy about bringing in the Kerry Collins.
That's
the only
true.
One to go, one the one who wasn't on board with their move yesterday. That's who they keep. Anyways, they brought in Andrew Luck. He's supposed to be the savior. Then in rounds two and rounds three, they decide we need tight ends, and so they get Kobe Fiener and Dwayne Allen back to back rounds. I don't know what that was all about.
Fleener made a lot of sense.
Allen, not so much.
Yeah. So it has been a brutal calendar year for the Indianapolis Colts. Then you go and add to the fact that Andrew Luck had worked to finish up at Stanford University, could not get his hands on a playbook until he finished that work at Stanford University. He's had a playbook now for, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
If that, maybe 5 weeks? And you're going to go out there and you're going to take the field in a challenging division. It is a relatively soft division by NFL standards, but that just means you're going to have a tough time to win again two games, and you may be on the clock already.
So, fortunately, they just signed Andrew Luck. They gave him $22.1 million, all guaranteed.
How happy is Matt Bradford that he came out when he did?
And Sam got it? Bradford.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford is very happy.
He got $58, $59 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
It was obscene. And now these guys are getting $20 million guaranteed.
Yes.
The very, very, very best players are getting one-third of what you sign for.
You go...
picked the right time to come out. I told Luck.
I think the one just completely left out that no one's even really remotely talking to is Jamarcus Russell. Dude's got to be laughing.
Stay Puff Marshmallow is still making more money.
He said, Dad, hold on, wait a minute. How much did Indianapolis pay Andrew Luck?
I got a check for that yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm just sitting here at my house drinking purple drink.
Woo-hoo! Oh man, it is pretty wild.
It's what I love.
But look, the Indianapolis Colts—they're not even a shade of what they were with Peyton Manning. And I don't want to make any references to 50 Shades of Grey, but they're not even gray.
Good, don't.
They're
well, you know what?
It's
what?
Black.
There's a
I
line.
Mean, they're it's.
There's a musical line that I like a lot that says, "You were either standing in my shadow." It's a Jackson Browne song. You were either standing in my shadow, or I was either standing in your shadow or blocking your light. And the definition, the translation of that is, I don't want you around. That's how far they've fallen. They are an afterthought. They are the afterbirth. I don't mean to be that gross, but they are of the NFL. The Miami Dolphins and Indianapolis Colts, the only thing that separates them is a direction. Indianapolis is heading and trending up, and Miami is trending down. Okay? Besides that, there's nothing that separates you as far as how many wins you're going to have this year. It's awful. And for Colts fans out there, keep the faith. Buy your tickets because they should be reduced in cost anyways. I think they already have reduced ticket costs. Or
Did
was that just the Dolphins?
Them?
Somebody dramatically reduced their ticket cost by over 50%.
Yeah. It was. And I don't think it was the Colts.
You got to do it. You go out, support your team, and just think of yourself as the Scottish Rangers of soccer. And look, it's not even going to – this is not Peyton Manning's Indianapolis Colts anymore. But you're going to go be part of something great. When I jumped on the Green Bay Packers bandwagon back in 1912, no, back, I don't know, a dozen years ago, whenever, you know, it was after the Rams left, so it was 20 years ago, 17, 18 years ago. I looked at the team after my Rams had left, and I'd gotten over that hurt, and I said, what's a team that could be lots of fun down the road? And I'm going to hang with them as they go down the road. And Brett Favre, I think he's kind of cool. And look, what happened? We won Super Bowl. It was good.
You know what, Jeff? I don't think this Colts is that.
Well.
I look at this Colts and I'm like, seriously? They're expecting to be able to compete with this team right now.
They can't.
They're not going to. They're not going to.
Steven, you know what the biggest loss from my point of view is from this entire January to now? The Polians.
Absolutely.
Those were the best acquirers and assessors of talent.
Yes, but they got blamed. They were the scapegoats for the whole we don't have a plan if Peyton Manning goes down.
And you know what? That was on them.
It was.
That was absolutely
but
on them.
But it wasn't
that
like anybody knew. Like 3 years ago when they were on that 14-0 and they sat Peyton Manning and Curtis Painter came in and he was awful. Everybody knew then.
What's the Patriots' plan for the post-Brady era?
They Nothing.
Don't got one. You're just rolling with what you got because it's really good. Okay. So, yeah, that is on
so
the Polians.
Now you've got Andrew Luck. Congratulations.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that because I still don't
think
it's...
Andrew's great. I think they would have been better off with a scrambling quarterback because you're going to have trouble scoring.
You are.
Because you don't got the weapons. That's why Robert Griffin would have been a better fit there.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Is all.
Let's move along, shall we? I think we've
the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars. Not so much
Not
of anything.
So really good. They live in Jacksonville. That's really hard to get
we
to.
We spoke earlier about how Justin Blackman's pleading guilty to a DUI.
And we spoke about
jail.
MJD.
Won't be there. Nobody knows whether they're going to fine him if he doesn't miss if he misses training camp. Fred Taylor, insider who used to be a runner for the Jacksonville Jaguars, found himself in this position. Was finally shipped away to the Patriots to finish his career there. Is a good friend of MJD. Has been working out with him. Says MJD will not be there at practice. So now you've got this team who has to face the likes of the Patriots and the Jets and the Packers and the Lions and the Bears amongst the Houston Texans twice. I just gave you 8 losses right there. So that means, you know, they're going to have to be perfect with the rest of their 8 games. I'm not sure they can handle that.
Then they kind of wasted their franchise. They franchised Scobie, and then they worked out a deal with him.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That points to a general manager who can't get stuff done. Anytime you sign immediately after franchising somebody, a player, to a long-term deal, you just wasted one of your opportunities to keep a player that you might not have been able to keep.
Well,
am I not seeing things? This happens
not
every year.
The franchise tag.
This happens every year, and it irritates
once
me.
Once you franchise tag someone and you have then you have a long-term deal with them in place, that means they no longer have the franchise tag upon them. You are now free to...
You're only given so many of these players to label with the tag.
Yes, that is correct.
You can only tag so many players. I don't know if you've ever tried to play tag. You can only tag so many kids at once.
You usually tag somebody who's in this final year of the contract.
I always got tagged because I was the slowest kid. But I don't want to talk about that.
You haven't gotten off of that. Here's the problem. Maybe it's just that the Jacksonville Jaguars rely too much on their kickers. This is the team that took a punter in the third round. 70th overall. Mm-hmm. 7-0 mm-hmm. overall. Mm-hmm. They decided, you know what? We need a punter. Why? Because we're going to be punting a whole awful lot. Because our offense isn't that good. Because we really don't have a quarterback. And we don't know if we can sign MJD. And he's not really happy. And if Justin Blackmon has to go to jail, we have no one to throw the ball to. What are we going to do?
It's third down. Punt.
Punt!
They'll never see it coming.
Punt the ball!
You'll get the extra roll. Come on. They won't have anyone back defending it.
Really, so that the fact that they franchised their kicker and then paid him his money... That doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me.
It doesn't. And then what was the reaction inside Radio City Music Hall when they took a kicker?
There was a distinct audible...
Chuckle.
Laugh.
Now, I don't want to give it a laugh. I'd say a chuckle.
I laughed, and it was pretty loud,
which made a lot of other people
laugh.
It wasn't that loud in there. but it was just a chuckle. It was people were like... You know, just kind of, well, isn't that amusing? Isn't that so Jacksonville? That's so Raven. That's so Jacksonville.
But the fact, here's the fact, Jeffrey, that this Jacksonville Jaguars took a punter in the third round just as recently as 4 years ago.
Yeah, you've been down this road, but they wouldn't know that they've been down this road before because they have entirely new people involved.
It doesn't matter. You should know the history of your team.
Those who fail to study history are destined to repeat it. That's right.
Anyways, they were bad offensively last year, except for... Oh, Jeffrey, I'll give you one guess. Don't look. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. They were bad at everything on the offensive side of the ball except for...
Running back.
Running it. They're running back.
Huh. I didn't even need to cheat, Mr. Miranda.
They rushed for 123 yards per game last season. Okay? 123 yards per game. They couldn't pass. They were dead last.
Wait, I want to underscore this. This is against teams... who spent their entire week doing what, Steven?
Scheming to stop MJD.
Oh, so that's how the teams they played spent their entire weeks. And you still got a bucket a quarter against them.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Imagine if you had
Yet you don't want to pay this guy to come and be in your training camp and be ready for the season.
Explain that to me, Lucy.
They were dead last in passing. They could only pass for 136 yards per game. Dead last in gaining yards on offense. They only got 258 yards per game. And they were 28th in points scored, 15.2. They were tied with the Indianapolis Colts. That is
it's time for this.
Bad. The only reason the Jacksonville Jaguars were competitive last year was because of their defense. They were in top 10 in everything except points allowed. They were 11th in that. So the defense is going to be fine, but what do we keep saying and what do we keep harping about last year? Offense. Now you go out and you get yourself a Justin Blackmon. That's very nice. That's all good. But is it enough, Jeff?
No, it's not. And probable for the start of training camp as of just recently, Paul Posadnosky, their Mike linebacker, and he's the best thing they've got. And
Paul Posadnosky, they acquired him from the Bills last season.
Right,
so,
and he's got a shoulder thing that he's hoping that will be cleared up. But their defense, look, could be better and maybe better than it was last year. And again, last year that was the team's strength. Rasheem Mathis outside of corner. Lined up along with Derek Cox. They're not bad on defense. They're not. So, which is part of the reason why they're able to go in and steal the occasional win from an Indianapolis Colts team or something who's not expecting it.
Right.
Because you have to take this team seriously on defense. You don't have to take them that seriously on offense. But you're going to have to score some points against them. But again, how many points? Two touchdowns. Yeah. It's probably enough to beat them.
They brought in Lee Evans, signed him to a one-year contract. This was the Lee Evans.
Not the running back Lee Evans, the wide receiver, Lee Evans. Right.
Aaron Ross signed him as a free agent, unrestricted free agent. Give him a 3-year contract. So they're trying. How about that?
Well, when they go picking the bones of the Buffalo Bills that are just becoming competent.
Well, that linebacker is actually, up until he got injured, was one heck of a linebacker, Paul Zalusny.
I know, but I'm talking about now Lee Evans, who came over from Buffalo.
No, I think, he was with the Ravens. Sorry, he was Ravens. He was the one who didn't catch the ball in the end zone for the touchdown at the end of the season.
Oh, Bills acquired him originally. I'm sorry. My bad. That's he was originally property of the Bills when he came out of the collegiate ranks a long time ago, 9-year veteran.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are going, let's just put it this way, they're going to need a lot of work this season.
But you know what? Jags-Colts games are not to be missed. Because it's going to be hard to know who's going to win.
All right, the final team
for you, and they play
in
each other
the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans. And Jeffrey, you're not going to get me again. I know who the head coach is. Mike Munchak.
Well,
we won't
said.
Call him Mucci.
Mucci, Mozilla. Mozilla.
Mozilla.
Had a nice chat with Matt Hasselbeck.
Yes.
There at the LA Live football event.
It was fun to see Hasselbeck running around.
He seems so perfectly poised for this season of life, if you will, Steven, where he is. I think he's the starter. I think day one he will be the starter. But I think he's well aware that it is his job to make Jake Locker the best quarterback he can be and to transfer the reins and to show Locker how to lead. And I can't think of a better guy to teach someone how to lead a team than Matt Hasselbeck.
I'm going to pose a very interesting question here as time is running out on us.
Yes, it has.
This team.
Yeah?
A team which has Chris Johnson.
Which Chris Johnson? The one who played last year?
Yes.
Under the big fat contract?
Yes. How did it only average 89.9 yards rushing per game?
You're essentially just asking the Chris Johnson question.
No,
what the
I'm
hell
asking
happened
this team.
To him last
I'm
year?
Asking.
No, but that is the question.
Okay.
CJ 2K
was a joke.
It was CJ2KWTF. That was more often
Why
the
case.
Face? Why the face?
Yeah.
Of course. Why would anyone?
He did. And if you saw him a lot of times, he was on the sidelines with the face, like, why am I not on the field?
I saw more Titans games probably than you did last year.
I would
for
agree.
Some reason than just because it was a curiosity to me.
Yes.
I'm a big Hasselbeck guy. I like Matt a lot. And I probably had Johnson in a couple of fantasy football leagues, so that kept me tuned in. And, big Kenny Britt guy. Have always been a big Kenny Britt guy. And so I like this team. And I pull for them. Huge Jeff Fisher fan. And, yeah, he's not there anymore. But just harken back to the golden days,
Yes.
And so I would be dumb. I'd watch him run, and he was literally a shell of a man out there running the football. So much so you would have to say he was injured, but he wasn't moving quickly enough to even demonstrate that he was injured. He would get the ball and hesitate. And if I'm wrong, Titans fans, please, Jeff@RARN.net, let me have it, because this is what I saw with my eyes. He would take the ball in the backfield, hesitate. Where before he would bounce, he always bounced forward, left, right, back. He would bounce with the ball while he scanned the field. He looked like a Chris Johnson almost on drugs, and I'm not saying he's on drugs, but his reactions were so slow, so lethargic. And this cannot be a guy who just took the money and ran and cashed out and said, I'm done. I don't believe that.
Well, he did.
He broke out at the end of the season.
Yeah, he did manage to reach 1,000 yards. He rushed for 1,047.
But it took ridiculous performances week 12, 13, and 14. Yeah. I'm just talking off my butt.
The problem
but it was about
is
that
he didn't reach the end zone but 4 times.
Oh, God, what an embarrassment.
It was a bad campaign for him last year.
He has a lot of making up to do. That contract.
The good thing for him is still young. He's only 26. He's got a lot of years of football.
It's not like he had that many miles on him last year.
No.
Because he didn't.
He didn't. But, you know, holding out of training camp is...
It hurt him.
...is dumb.
It hurt him big time.
It takes you a while. And you know what? For everybody who wants less preseason games, I'm okay with that. But the deal is you somehow got to make sure that there's more practice before only two preseason games. Because it takes you a while, Jeff. Uh-huh. It takes your... Not only your body, but it takes your mind a while to get into like, yeah, man, I'm playing football. Because if your mind is not ready to go 100%, run 100%, and take the hits that you're going to be hitting, it does something to you. And these guys already wake up all sore and devastated.
Trouble getting out of bed.
So
Steven, I nailed it perfectly as far as his season last year. He opened the campaign with a 14-16 loss at Jacksonville. 9 touches, 24 yards.
Yeah, but that was like just
2 days after he signed. I understand. He hit the 100-yard mark against the Browns. Ooh, that's tough. Then he was held to his historically bad performance. They got down huge to Houston and had to throw the ball a lot, and he had 10 touches for 18 yards. But then he finally got on track against Carolina. No slouch of a defense were the Panthers. 130 yards there. Bounced back the next week against a great defense in Atlanta, 13 yards. Ooh. But then 190, 153, Tampa Bay and Buffalo.
And but then he was pretty much irrelevant the rest of the season.
But you know what? So was the team. You know, the Jags have a weird tendency of staying in the playoff hunt later than they should.
Titans.
I'm sorry. Well, the Jags do that. Yeah, the Jags do that actually better than the Titans. But
well, yeah, no, the Titans, yeah, that's right. They lost 22-17 in New Orleans in week 14, a game which they really needed. And then inexplicably they lost to the Colts 27-13. And that was the game that kept them out of the playoffs. They win that game. Did you pick that?
Did you pick that game? I got that one. Yes. I somehow read the tea leaves right on that one.
But they finished the season strong. They beat Jacksonville, and they wound up beating Houston in the final game of the season 23-22 in an improbable win.
Tennessee Titans, you guys have got a challenge ahead of you this year. I really do think this division is Houston's for the taking. You'd be foolish not to say that. It's all going to depend on how Jake Locker evolves. Yeah.
Stability. New head coach. New head coach.
New general manager. Not the new general manager, but you're right. You've got so many personnel decisions.
It is a completely new division. And Houston is the only one who's going to have stability in the front office and in the coaching ranks.
I think it's time to quote Stripes again, Stephen, here, to bring closure to this show.
Yes.
And one of my favorite lines from the show, the end of the movie. Actually, it's the end of the real movie because then it went really dumb when they went into Europe. That was really dumb.
Okay.
But the end of the good movie, they're going before and they're presenting themselves as new recruits that are ready to enter the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And they go in and they boom chugga lugga lugga. Remember that?
Yes.
Gentlemen, where is your commanding officer?
Blown up, sir!
Yes.
That, my friends, is the state of
the
Tennessee Titans, Jaguars, and the Indianapolis Colts. Blown up, sir.
I mean...
We're sorry.
New head coaches, new regimes, and the stability is the Houston Texans. And this division, AFC South, can be summed up with, if the Texans do not win this, there's problems in Houston.
Houston, I want to go quickly to their backup quarterback situation because I do know that they
Matt Leinart is in Oakland.
They lost Matty Ice to Oakland. And so I'm looking at their depth chart real quickly. Their depth chart. It's like a depth charge, only it's a chart. And if it sounds like I'm stalling, that's not true.
Do,
I'm not
do you
vamping
want me to tell you?
Anyway.
I can tell you, Jeff.
Well, that is T.J. Yates or John Beck. I know that.
Okay.
You make me think like I didn't know that, like I was maybe vamping that whole time.
Right.
That'd be crap.
They also have Case Keenum there.
I could have said Case Keenum, but I didn't know who he was.
Okay.
Do you know who he is? Tell me the truth.
Do I know who Case Keenum is?
I'm going to put you on the lie detector.
He's the rookie.
Yeah?
He's a rookie. Houston, actually. He is
out of Houston. Damn it.
What?
I want to embarrass you.
Why are you embarrassing me? Don't do that. We love each other. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis, the
mean
guy.
Thank you for listening to our AFC South assessment. We hope you had fun. I know I did, even though Jeff's being a weenie.
I'm a weenie, and I want to live in Clark. If you get that reference, please email me because I want to talk to you.
All right, good.
I'm a weenie, and I want to live in Clark.
I don't even get the reference.
That's right.
That's all the time we have.
We're
I'm Steven.
We'll talk to you next week, folks. Thanks for listening.
Out.